Earplay is produced by National Public Radio and WHA under grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. Earplay presents Children of the Night by Neil Bell. Neil Bell has written a number of plays, including Two Small Bodies, which was first performed at the Eugene O'Neill Playwrights Conference in 1977. The play went on to productions at Playwrights Horizons in New York, where another play by Bell, Breaking and Entering, premiered in 1978. He has also written a novel, Gone to Be Snakes Now, published by Popular Library. Bell studied at the Playwrights Workshop at the University of Iowa and now lives in Connecticut, where he is working on a full-length play about Louisa May Alcott. Earplay commissioned him to write an original play for radio. Children of the Night by Neil Bell.
What?
Noise.
Sorry. Oh, this is it. Cabin 13.
That's what it says on the key.
You didn't feel like protesting.
You're not superstitious.
I am.
I didn't know.
No. Is there by any chance the kitchen sink in this duffel bag?
Here, I'll take it.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I was just wondering. You weren't planning on a siege.
I always overpack.
I never bring enough. I end up washing things out in the sink and wearing wet undies.
It's so dark out here, I'm not even sure I've got the key in the keyhole.
Can you get it? Beth?
Oh,
my feet are numb.
I know, so are my fingers, which is part of the problem I'm having with this lock. Probably be better off using my teeth, except they're clattering. Stop that stamping.
I'm not stamping, I'm convulsing, which is different. The stamping is like this.
Charlotte, don't!
Hurry it up, then. I'm afraid of bears. That's deeply afraid.
There aren't any bears. Not on a night like this.
Well, whatever it is that's thrashing the brush over there.
Wind. The key seems to turn, but the door won't give.
Here, let me try. I'm stronger than you are.
I doubt it.
Bigger boned, anyway.
Not in your delicate condition.
I'm not planning on hitting the door with my stomach.
I can do it. Oh, I can't do it.
Stand back.
You don't take good care of yourself.
I was girls' school kickball champ.
Even so.
Ah, I've got a trophy.
You kicked the door open, Charlotte. I believe you. Why didn't you do that to Edward?
I was rusty. Also bombed beyond redemption. Okay, let's get our lady commando gear inside. What are you looking at?
You probably woke them up.
They're on the other side of the clearing. Assuming it's them.
It's them.
And it's after 1 o'clock in the dismal morning. Do you see any lights from their cabin?
Edward's an insomniac. A proud one. The worst kind.
I don't see any lights.
He used to stay up late, just sit in the dark, thinking how difficult it was to be mediocre. What a challenge. Get drunk, ugly, hit small animals, children.
Don't.
You never saw him like that?
He was exhausted most of the time, the few times. Can we please go inside? My nose is about to break off.
You go. I want to look at the stars.
There aren't any. And no lights in their cabin. Forget it.
Just for a second.
Oh, suit yourself. I'm going in. Ouch.
Charlotte? What happened?
I tripped on something. Where the hell is the light switch?
What light switch?
There's no electricity?
Little joke, I don't know.
Eureka!
You found it?
Yep. Oh, covered with cobwebs. On the other hand, this place looked a little better in the dark, if you care. Oh, I tripped on a stuffed moose head.
On the floor?
Must have fallen off the wall. Reminds me of the chairman of Edwards in my department. Maybe a bit more alert. You know, you're beginning to bug me.
How?
You look very haunting, staring off into the dark.
So?
I don't feel like being haunted right now.
I want my daughter.
You'll get her tomorrow, maybe.
But I want her right now. I want her.
You'll get her. Just nothing drastic at this late date after all this time. You said that yourself, okay?
Okay, don't beat me up. I'm coming in.
So, how do you like it?
Well, it's not a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live here. Bare light bulb on a cord. I love that kind of light.
Oh, don't swing it, at least. I don't like the shadows crawling.
I do.
Oh, well, great. You're making me feel like I'm underwater. I mean, dead, washing around with the seaweed.
I used to do this, bat the bulb in our attic when I was Wendy's age, maybe a little older. And I was finding out who and what I was. Not a baby everyone would take care of, not an adult who could fend for herself, but in that horrible in-between. You remember the feeling?
Mm-hmm. Just talk before I get hypnotized back and forth, back and forth.
I hit the light in the attic like this and watch my shadow get very big or very small. The way it's doing now, and wish I was either size, just not what I was. I don't want to make you feel ill.
Then stop the light.
Oh, ouch! Hot.
Thank you.
Here. Everything settles down. This cabin is unbelievably dingy and mean and lifeless. I like bare light bulbs, finally. I do.
Myself, I'm already growing fond of this mildewed calendar. Miss Nude Great Outdoors. February 1953. I suppose you can pose in the buff in the snow if you got that much fat to protect.
Stand away from the window.
What for?
They can see you.
They aren't looking.
You don't know that.
You want them to be looking.
I want this to be over.
All right. I won't stand at the window.
I want to kill Edward.
Did you bring a gun?
The Pinkerton man told me not to. I wouldn't use the gun anyway. I want to do it with my bare hands, facing him, so he'd know it was me.
I thought you were going to settle for a bloody divorce.
To begin with, maybe. Custody and a bloody divorce. Then I'd like to knock his capped teeth down his throat. After that, I'm a little fuzzy. Maybe rip out all his hair. Edward's terrified of going bald.
I know. I found him in the bathroom one morning, counting the hairs in his brush. One of the only mornings. Here, why don't you kick my moose friend? Let some of the bile boil off.
Put it down. It's probably covered with fleas.
So's the chairman of our department. Okay, don't kick it. What do I care? But guess what?
What?
You're standing in front of the window.
No, you're right. I want him to see me.
You don't.
See me and start running again into the woods, into the dark, with Wendy struggling in his arms to get free, to get to me. Don't look at me like that. I apologize. Bad Bessie just said a cheap and untruthful thing.
As long as you know.
Sometimes I think Wendy's braver than all of us. 6.5 years old.
She is not there. She's asleep.
So I shouldn't have worried half as much as I've worried all these months. Braver? Also older. Ancient. She never lost that look babies have of being about 103. She hadn't 6 months ago.
She won't be all grown up by now.
But I've missed 6 months. All the things she's learned how to do for the first time, all the thoughts she's had.
If you're going to stay at that window, I'm going to turn off the light.
I'll pull down the shade.
Now what?
I don't know. Sleep?
There's only one bed, if that's a bed.
I can sleep on the floor. Good for the spine.
You like being a martyr?
Not especially. Why do you ask?
We could share the bed.
I don't think that would be such a great idea.
Why not?
I toss a lot these nights. I don't feel sleepy anyway. Do you?
A little.
You did all the driving.
I like to drive, no problem. As my mother would say when she was feeling resentful at being put upon, what are friends for? Should we work out our plan for tomorrow? Bess.
Whoever gets the bed is not getting a prize.
No?
The mattress seems to be stuffed with potatoes. How's the chair?
Oh, well, it's got a spring poking up more or less where it shouldn't. Otherwise, it's comfy, except for the smell.
This is so much like Edward, this place.
How's that?
I mean Edward, the lover of symbols. You must not have gotten to know him very well, did you?
Can I ignore that?
I'm not sure.
I'm here to give you moral support, which I thought would be a decent thing to do, all things considered. So don't push, okay?
I thought you were here because he knocked you up.
Do you know what don't push means?
He could have ensconced himself and Wendy in some plush hotel, assuming he hasn't already spent all the money he stole from our savings account. So he finds a desolate off-season fishing camp to make himself feel uncared for.
Maybe he thought it would be an adventure for Wendy.
I hope you're not trying to be impartial.
Don't push.
Just forget about being liberal right now, please. I don't need that aggravation.
I need air.
Charlotte?
What?
Would you close the door? I'm not happy.
I can see that.
I meant that to be an apology.
It's an explanation.
I wasn't an evil woman all my life.
Of course you weren't. But then events made you that way. Oh, it must be wonderful not to have free will.
I think I wish you hadn't come.
So do I.
Where are you going?
I left the bag with the booze outside on the porch. Do you want a drink?
Do whores go on picnics?
I don't know any whores. Come the revolution.
I'll be one of the first to go. I'm aware of that. But come the revolution, I want to be one of the first to go so it all works out.
Oh, nuts.
What?
There's a man standing in front of the cabin across the way.
Edward?
I don't know. It's too dark.
I thought you knew Edward best in the dark. Don't say anything. I've already bitten my tongue. You can see the blood oozing out. Did he see you?
He looked over. If I couldn't see him that well, he probably couldn't see me.
Turn off the light for a minute.
What for?
I want to look out.
Do you see him?
I see a man.
Is it Edward?
I know. I hate his guts.
So I've gathered.
I mean, I do honestly hate his guts.
He's not so fond of yours, is he?
He has no mind. He never had time. The scramble for full professor being as all-consuming as it had to be. Wendy's guts, maybe he's gotten to know. He once told me on the phone that that was the point of their little escapade. Half a year of rapping with Daddy. She probably wakes up screaming at night.
I don't like standing here in pitch blackness.
Can't tell if it's him.
Please pull down the shade. I'll start whimpering. You won't like that.
All right. This room has a different smell in the dark. Did you notice that? Like a tomb.
It smells like a tomb with the lights on. Many fish have died in here, I have the feeling. Here's the scotch. Shall I get some glasses from the bathroom?
Would you trust them? We can just drink from the bottle, like in Westerns. Don't you love it in Westerns when someone says, leave the bottle?
I'm not crazy about that, no. Here.
Thanks. Clam McSmith?
Assistant professor's salary. What do you want?
I know. I mean, I don't know. Edward bought Chivas Regal on his assistant professor's salary. And complained when I served macaroni and cheese 6 nights out of 7. I don't care. Booze is booze. I take that back.
Don't drink it.
Whew, I feel warmer anyway. This cabin is not exactly a hothouse, is it?
You complain a lot.
I've noticed that. I'm a horrible person. For example, I ought to be full of grim resolve right now, and instead all I want to do is sit on this wonderful bed again and get very drunk. Here. Good God.
What?
You really belt it down.
Only when I'm nervous. Which, I'll admit, is a lot of the time. I'm a very nervous person in general.
You gotta watch the bruise.
Yeah.
her condition.
I know. I don't have much willpower.
I tried to stop drinking completely when I was carrying Wendy. Didn't make it.
I'm giving mine up for adoption.
Oh?
You didn't know that?
Did you tell me?
I don't have a shotgun in the car. And I'm not going to raise Edward's kid by myself.
Why didn't you end it?
I couldn't. I don't have to explain that feeling.
No, but I don't understand the other part, giving it up.
It wasn't planned. Wouldn't be fair. To the baby or me. I don't have a husband to help me.
Who does?
And I sure as hell don't want yours.
That's good. I'd hate to think I was sitting here at the edge of a godforsaken lake late at night with a crazy woman. Why did you come?
I told you, I thought you needed support.
Your support?
You are a horrible woman, maybe. That never occurred to me.
I just grows like Popsy.
You got that wrong. I'm the one that just grows.
Is she kicking much?
She?
Hopefully.
Some. Just started. She, he. No, it.
Stop pacing and sit here beside me. Here, you look beat.
I am. Oh. Everything you said it was, this bed. It's yours. I'll sleep on the floor.
When Wendy first moved in me, I was thrilled. Maybe made myself thrilled for a couple of minutes. And then I felt slightly alarmed. And then when she gave me her first solid kick, I got angry, furious. How could my own daughter kick me? Not sure I ever forgave her.
I want to ask you something.
Can I have another swig first? You look so grim.
Here. What are your plans for tomorrow?
That depends.
On what? You don't have any plans, do you?
What are you saying?
I'm saying you got the call from the Pinkerton man this morning, and he said he'd traced your daughter and Edward here, but he couldn't do anything else, couldn't intervene, and you decided to move at last. But you needed help. You thought Edward might be dangerous, and you couldn't call on your friends because you don't have any, not anymore. So you thought you'd call me, even though you despise me and have ever since I told you about it all, my mess. And you asked me if I would drive and run shotgun both, which I said I would do because I've been in love with you for a long time, as you know, and I drove you all the way up 5 hours back roads from dusk into a very wet dark. With you saying absolutely nothing, just biting your nails and sighing. I understood that I couldn't console you. You wouldn't let me console you. And then we get to the camp, and you decide not to find your daughter right away, though that was the point of this whole frantic last-minute quest. Instead, we come into this shack, and you lash out at me the way you've lashed out at everyone these last 6 months. And suddenly, it occurs to me that tomorrow is going to roll around in a couple of hours. It'll get light outside, or gray. Maybe your daughter and Edward will be out there canoeing around the lake. And you're going to be curled up in this bed like a fetus without one single dim notion of what to do.
Well, I think that's maybe a little harsh.
Bessie.
Don't make fun of my name. Lord.
Cow.
My parents must have hated me, don't you think? Bessie.
Everyone hates you. I thought you'd figured that out by now. You aren't loved.
You said...
Oh, I used to. I admired you 2 years ago when I first met you.
I didn't know that.
I used to.
You were wrong about one thing, at least.
I was improvising. What can I say?
I'd let you console me.
How? How could I do that? How could anyone possibly do that?
You could hold me. You could lie down beside me and put your arms around me. I miss being held. I even miss Edward that way. He's holding me.
I can't do that.
What?
I never loved you like that.
I don't mean like that. If you curled around me, I could feel your baby against my back, between us. I think I could fall asleep.
Have another drink.
You trying to get me soused?
It would help.
Have you ever seen a baby in a bottle?
I must have, I guess. I don't remember.
They don't stare out. Which is odd, because you panic at first seeing their little webbed fingers pressing against the glass. The heads nodding forward, huge heads. You think they must want to get out, that they're staring at. They aren't. They all look inward. Always inward.
Oh, my God.
What was it?
I don't know. A raccoon?
In combat boots? Where are you? Don't open the door.
No, I'm going to call the front desk.
They won't answer.
How do you know?
We had to wake the old geezers up to get our key. Remember?
I hate to confirm your confirmed pessimism, but...
They don't answer.
No.
It's Edward.
With a very long, very sharp knife. Am I right? Lust in his heart and death in his eyes, or vice versa.
Don't open the door.
I'm afraid.
Like I said.
I want to see what's out there.
Please.
It scares me not to do anything. That's funny.
I just know the feeling. I've learned it. I mean, these last few months.
Let me open the door.
Go on. Anything?
Nope. Sky looks like snow.
It's too early for snow.
Not up here. I don't know. Some big wild animal, maybe. We should go to their cabin right now. Get Wendy.
No. It wasn't an animal.
You don't want her back, do you?
Oh, Lord. I just hit a pregnant woman.
You're Piggy. You know that? You think like a man. You pity yourself the way a man pities himself. That isn't becoming in a woman. You hit my face, which is no gigantic big deal. I'll just hit you back in your face, and we'll be square and go on, okay?
Okay.
Now, tell me you want her back.
I don't know. I'm afraid.
Of what?
Of her.
Oh, that's a stupid thing to say.
Is it?
All I know is it sounded stupid to me the first time I heard someone say it. My sainted mother, to be exact. She used to abandon us, my sot of a father and I, for weeks at a time. Whenever he went on a bender, and I hadn't done a single thing to be punished that way, I'd take care of him till he dried out. And she'd come home, and always, a day or two after her carefree return, I'd find her staring at me. And I'd say, Mama, what's wrong? And she'd say, I don't know you. I'm afraid of you.
Don't cry.
Hold me.
No.
Hold me.
If I hold you, I am going to snap. And then we'll just sit here. And the snow will pile up around the cabin and block the door and the window. And then in the spring, they'll dig the place out and find two skeletons on the bed with a smaller skeleton in between. I think we should do something else.
I'm not Wonder Woman.
Wendy thought I was sometimes. Wanted me to be. Wanted herself to be, which makes more sense, though. I wasn't quite sure about that. She'd wrap up in a sheet around her for a superhero cape like this. Then she'd stalk about the house yelling, where the hell's the evil? Where the hell is the evil? Edward would think that was unbelievably funny, her using the dirty words he taught her. Even if she didn't get them quite right. And I'd wonder whether my baby should know those words. Because they'd hurt me when she said them to me. Go to home, Mommy. So I just watched her and didn't laugh very much when she wandered into the kitchen full of beans. Where the hell is the evil? I tell her it was in the den with her daddy. Funny Mommy.
When you're afraid, do you feel like a child?
Sometimes.
I do. Always. I don't like to feel like a child.
It isn't so bad.
Isn't it?
Pervert, get out of here!
It's Edward.
Maybe.
He saw you when you went outside for the booze.
Maybe. Don't sit in that chair unless you like getting goosed.
I was going to block the door. Is that all right?
I guess. Except now we're trapped. Like, as they say, rats. And there's still the window.
I'll lock it.
You see anyone?
Nope. It isn't snowing. In fact, the sky is starting to clear. It looks like there's stars.
Don't you want to pull down the shade?
Doesn't matter. You should keep your baby. Why? You would understand. By being afraid.
I don't need that kind of knowledge.
I think Wendy's much brighter than I am. Which I guess I wanted, that she'd be brighter in every way than me, better. Me, or Edward, or anyone. What happened was that she seemed to know more than me, feel more. When she looked at me, it felt like she was looking inside me. In my guts. She knew me. I never planned on being known like that. And I'm not charming like Edward, or witty like Edward. I could never make her laugh the way he could when he bothered to take the time. All I could do was love her as much as I knew how, and that never seemed to be enough. Ever. I never thought her being with me was a right. It was a gift. An unearned gift. I was willing to spend my time with her, that's all, and Edward wasn't. And after we separated, I thought she'd be better off with me, despite my lack of wit or charm.
Stop.
Stop what? Then he took her. And all the police and all the lawyers and all my friends assured me that I was correct in thinking that I had no right. There had been no divorce and custody hadn't been granted, so she hadn't been kidnapped. Because she couldn't be kidnapped. Not by her own father. And I had no right. At best, I was just a little to blame for driving Edward to such a desperate action. I began to think they knew more than me, all those people, all those men. Edward would give a call now and then and ask me if I'd changed my mind about taking him back. He'd bring Wendy home if I had. I'd tell him no, and he'd call me a pig. A feminist lawyer called me up and said she was going to make me a cause célèbre. I told her I didn't want to be famous. I only wanted my daughter back. She called me a pig. I started thinking Wendy would find her own way back to me. She wanted me.
She's 6 years old.
6 and a half.
Then why are you here?
I miss her. I want her.
Go get her. Knock on their door. Tell Edward you come for your daughter. He won't stop you. He's afraid of you. He always has been. I'll drive you and your daughter home. She'll wake up in her own bed.
You make it sound so simple.
It is simple, finally. After all these months of your not knowing where she was, and now she's found. Very, finally, simple. Which is maybe the terrifying part.
If you kept her, your baby, you'd never be good enough. Oh. Ever. Which is a kind of pain you duck, kid, and loathe, but it's always there. You look so comfortable on the bed and so beat. Why don't you go to sleep?
Because there is a maniac of some sort outside, maybe Edward or some other maniac, and you're standing in front of the window showing yourself, which, honest to God, is tying my stomach in little tiny knots.
I thought you said I should go outside right now and get my daughter.
I don't know.
Whoever's out there, it's no secret we're in here. What difference does it make? Yoo-hoo! Hi there!
Who are you waving at?
I'm just waving.
You know what we used to talk about, Edward and I?
We talked?
We talked about you. What a wonderful woman you were.
That doesn't move me somehow.
It moves me, or it did, because I agreed. He thought you were a model housewife. I thought you were a model mother.
Wrong on both counts.
The night we made this, he'd been going on for hours about your virtues. And I was getting quietly smashed out of self-defense because I admired you, but there were limits, and I had my own pride. And it happened. I'd like to forgive you for that.
Don't tell me you never got any pleasure from him. Don't lie for my sake is what I mean. I loved Edward. I hate to think that I was an idiot loving him.
I'm not lying. I was happy sometimes. What are you doing?
I'm undressing. What does it look like I'm doing?
Pull down the shade.
He doesn't care. Let me just take off my skirt, Charlotte. Charlotte.
What?
No, I was just saying your name, Charlotte. I was crazy. I don't think I'm crazy anymore. I remember having the feeling that Edward had left me and slept with you because your name is Charlotte. I'm a as attractive as you are, I am.
I know you are. He didn't leave you for me. He'd already left you, remember?
I know, but he must have been thinking about you for quite some time. Why do you like my dainty underthings?
They're ridiculous.
Part of my long-ago plan to reinterest him in my body. Before I decided I didn't want to reinterest him in my body. Wendy asked for some just like this. At which point I knew I wasn't going to be able to save her.
Are you cold?
I'd make a terrible Miss New Great Outdoors anyway.
I'll sleep in the chair. Why don't you get into bed?
Just hand me a blanket. Are there two?
Yeah. They smell like dead animals.
I don't want to lie down.
Here.
Thanks. You're shivering, too.
It's late.
Why don't you sleep?
I don't want to. Can you wrap that blanket around both of us?
You want me to?
I don't know.
Stand here bundled together?
Something. My belly. You feel it?
Yes.
Sometimes I thought she'd kick her way out before I was absolutely sure.
What?
But I didn't love her.
Now you are?
You're not stupid.
Maybe you talk a good game. When I first made Edward do this, put his hands on our child in me, and I had to make him do it, he shied away. This look of complete astonishment came over his face, like, what have I done? He couldn't understand what he'd done. And the odd thing is, he never found out. Not while he was living with me, anyway. He'd made a daughter. The best and most terrifying of daughters.
Maybe he's learned.
I hope not.
Why?
Because I'm afraid I'll never get her back if he knows who she is. To the door. I'm going to turn out the light.
He's going to kill us.
Oh. I don't think so. I think he just wants attention. Well, they do, don't they? Men want attention to be paid.
But he doesn't have to throw rocks through windows.
Doesn't have to kidnap my daughter, low-life creep.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to turn the light off, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't panic.
Who, me? Mother of God, it's dark in here. Oh, smells like a tomb and wet babies.
Charlotte, stop it.
I'm sorry. I'm afraid.
So am I.
We're still under this blanket together. Why is that?
I don't know. It was comforting. Put it back on the bed. I'll get dressed.
What do you think we should do?
What you said. Go get my daughter. Now, before we're any more paralyzed.
What if he's out there?
Take a look. Oh, damn it! What?
That moose head again. I'm all right.
You see him?
There is no one out there. No one at all. Move the chair away from the door.
Do you want to get in the car? Lock yourself in?
No.
Or you could drive down to the lodge and rouse the geezers.
I want to tag along.
That's fine with me. See anyone?
Not a soul.
Well, let's do it.
After you.
All of a sudden, I wish I'd brought the gun.
Yeah, so do I.
Not that I think I'd ever be able to use it.
Well, who knows? Hell hath no fury.
But I don't feel scorn. I don't feel anything, really, right now. Not anything clear. I want to hold my daughter for a long time.
Are you going to knock?
I think we should circle round to the side, look in the window. Okay?
Whatever you say. My mind is not teeming with wonderful plans right now. I keep feeling there's someone behind us.
Well, maybe there is.
Don't encourage me.
I hope he hasn't. No, the shade's up. The window's so high.
You want to stand on my hands?
Can we do that?
Sure. Listen, I was also girls' school shinny up champ.
You're a woman of many talents.
What you mean is I should have been a phys ed instructor. Here.
Oh, God.
What?
it, Bess? No, it's all right. I'm coming down. Is she there?
Yes. She's sleeping.
Hey, come on, don't.
Oh, boy, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. But she's there, and she's safe.
I know. Children sleeping. She's got the covers kicked off the way she used to. She's wearing one of Edward's old T-shirts hiked up to her waist. One arm's over her face like this, and the other's between her legs. I think she may be the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
And Edward's not there?
No, Edward's not there.
Should we try to wake her up?
I don't think we could. She's unwakeable. Remember? Even if we could, I'm afraid we'd frighten her. Anyway, I want her from Edward. This is getting too horrible. We're not playing capture the flag. Let's just sit down out here. You can take your pick. This splintery stool or the cunningly weathered wicker love seat.
He'll hate me.
Why?
When he sees me, what I am. Big.
You must have thought about that.
Oh, I thought I was going to taunt him.
Aren't you?
I don't feel so sure now.
Look. What? There's a man in the doorway of our cabin.
Oh, God, it is Edward, isn't it?
Has to be Edward. What's he doing?
Looking for us. Hasn't he been watching us the whole time?
Maybe he comes and goes. Maybe he's drunk.
He's looking over here. He's looking at us.
Wave. Do I have to?
Don't wave. Edward!
What?
Come here!
Who is it?
Beth!
Beth who?
And Charlotte.
Charlotte and Beth?
Right!
Coming.
He's wheezing drunk. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm glad again I don't have a gun. It'd be too easy. Pow, pow.
He's a beautiful man, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I hate his guts.
Because he's beautiful?
Because it doesn't mean anything.
Hello, Beth. Charlotte. Now, let me try that again. Hello, Bess. Charlotte.
Where's Wendy?
She's asleep. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Didn't you look in the window?
You're drunk.
Stoned out of it, I'd say. That just developed a while ago. I was down by the lake, listening to the loons and having a drink or two or three.
And how do you know she's asleep?
I put her to bed at 10. She sacks out like a rock, remember?
You knew we were here.
I saw you drive up.
But your lights were out.
I was having insomnia.
See? Huh.
What? Am I boring you?
You could have knocked.
What do you mean?
Instead of smashing the window and trying to kick down the door.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That wasn't you.
Who?
Never mind.
You getting married, Charlotte?
No.
Oh. Who's the lucky man not to be?
You.
Uh-huh. Well, can I sit down?
Help yourself.
Ow. Just got a splinter in my behind.
Things are tough all over.
So, what brings you to these parts,
Don't
folks?
Try to amuse me. I'll kill you.
Okay. Just tell me the rules. I'll abide.
There aren't any rules. You broke them. Just like you broke the window.
Look, if you want me to marry you to save your good name, just go down on your knees and propose. You don't have to resort to cheat or scream.
She doesn't want to marry you. She wouldn't have you.
Let me speak for myself, all right? I wouldn't have you.
Who would? Wendy wants to marry me. I told her she'd have to wait.
How is she?
She's all right. How did you find us?
Hired a private detective. He traced you.
Oh, is he around?
He bowed out. Agency policy.
That's a little sordid, isn't it? Hiring private detectives?
I'm not too worried about my reputation anymore. You did a fairly good job of destroying it before you took off. How long had you been telling people I wasn't a decent mother?
Oh, I don't know. Since the time you threw me out, I guess. Revenge? So, Charlotte, are you sure it's mine?
It's either yours or God's. I'd prefer to believe the latter, of course. But I haven't led such a swell life, so that seems like idle speculation.
I'll marry you.
I'd sooner crawl naked over broken glass.
Oh, well, you could just say no thanks.
No thanks.
How about you?
What?
We could get back together.
Maybe you are stoned out of it.
You don't seem to understand how much I despise you and always will for what you've done.
I wanted you back.
You lost me. I told Charlotte I wanted to kill you.
You think I'm scared of a woman?
Two women.
Two women?
I don't care what you're afraid of. I'm taking my daughter home tomorrow.
Your daughter?
I think so, yes.
She's my daughter, too, you know. I remember the night we made her.
So do I.
It was a nice night, as I recall.
I'm taking her home tomorrow.
You can't have her. You know that. I didn't know that at first. I was so paranoid, I made Richard Nixon look sane. Every time I saw a cop, I'd take off in the opposite direction. I thought you were going to get me. And then one night we crashed with an old college pal of mine. He's a lawyer now. He told me I was the slimiest thing he'd seen since the blob, but I was safe. The law couldn't catch me. I was safe like I'd never been safe in my life before. Do you know what my old-time college pal said? He said I made him ashamed of American justice. He wanted me in the stocks with a scarlet C for chauvinist sewn on my shirt. But he let me stay in his bachelor pad for a week. Me and Wendy. I think he's a fag. But even so, we touched him. Wendy and me. Especially her, I think. He said to me one night, if he ever had a kid, he'd want her to be like my daughter. My daughter.
Tomorrow, she's coming home with me.
Do you know what that's going to be like? You can get to us sometime if we don't stay holed up in the cabin all day. But when you get to us, I'm going to grab onto one of her hands and hold on like I was holding onto my life. And you can grab onto the other hand if you want and pull. But I'm not going to let go. You can keep pulling till you're pulled. Pulls her arm out of the socket, and she's just dangling there between us.
Give me the key.
Get your hand.
Give it.
I don't want to hurt you.
Don't you?
Oh, wonderful man. You just hit a woman.
I didn't hit her. I shoved
her. You hit her.
You're inconsistent, Charlotte.
I hit her, okay? Now you know I'm a desperate man. Hey, Bess, get off the ground. Sit down.
No.
I don't mean on my lap. Sit beside Charlotte. On the love seat. I don't want you to feel too corrupted.
After you took her, for a week I had these horrible daydreams about your being insane.
Uh-huh.
I was absolutely certain you were insane having done what you did.
Men do it all the time.
I know, that's what I mean. I'd see you barreling down the highway, the wrong side of the road, glazed eyes and foaming mouth, and Wendy cowering on the seat beside you.
Well, it was bad sometimes, never that bad.
I asked the police to find you. They said they couldn't. Because you hadn't done anything wrong. The best they could offer was that they'd let me know if you'd been in an accident. I started hoping you'd had an accident. The kind where one person emerges with just a tiny scratch and the other is mangled beyond recognition.
Boy, you're as wicked as I am, aren't you? Just not as decisive, not as used to acting. It's sweet. You two leaning against each other there on the love seat. My two women.
Oh.
Don't overreact. You make me feel too powerful. It'll go to my head.
Sit down.
I don't have to sit down.
And don't come near us.
I just want to pace, okay? Shuffle up the leaves.
This isn't going like you expected, is it?
I don't know. I've stopped expecting.
You wanted Bess to come crawling back to you on her hands and knees.
Well, she could have just walked. That would have been fine.
What are you going to do now?
That is between my estranged and strange wife and me, isn't it? You and I have something else to figure out.
Don't be ridiculous.
Can't we talk? Are you going to keep it?
You could care less, I'm sure.
I didn't even know that...
No, I'm not going to keep it. I'm giving it up for adoption.
Why didn't Bess tell me?
Only told her a month ago, and you haven't called since then.
You should keep it.
Why?
Because it's a wonderful thing. Being a parent,
uh-huh.
Having a child. It is the most wonderful thing I've begun to think.
Oh.
And if I know that and you don't, then...
What?
Then I may be an evil man and you may be the best of all women, but I'm better than you.
Oh, I don't believe it. You're condescending to me. You!
I have learned things. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh. At whose expense?
I'll figure that out when this is all over, I'm sure. And I'll probably feel guiltier and guiltier.
Oh.
And maybe if it would make you all happy, I'll kill myself, all right? I've already bought a gun.
It would make me happy. Bess can speak for herself.
Thanks very much. He knows what I think.
I don't know about Wendy.
I think she'd miss me, and I couldn't have said that 6 months ago.
Then don't kill yourself. I was going to when I realized I was pregnant, because I knew I had to tell Bess, and I couldn't.
Oh, does she mean that much to you?
She's a decent woman. I always wanted to be a decent woman.
It's funny, I always wanted to be a decent man.
How have you been living?
Do you care?
I care about Wendy staying in rat holes like this.
We've done all right most of the time. This place is the worst so far. Wendy loves it. Perverse little thing that she is.
Do you have any money left?
As a matter of fact, I've been running low.
So have I.
I've been getting money from friends we've stayed with along the road, but I've just about gone through the book of acquaintances, which is why this feels like the end of the line.
Give me the key.
No.
Did you ever stay with people I knew?
Oh, sure. A couple of times.
Why didn't they call me? Tell me where you were.
I told them not to. You see, most people are glad enough not to interfere.
Don't look at me like that. I've got a right to be here. This baby is yours.
But you wish it wasn't.
I wish I loved you.
I'd help you out if you wanted me to. Pay child support.
How are you going to do that? You've lost your job. You were sacked by the university 2 months ago.
I know. I can get another job.
Maybe.
Why do you look so seedy?
Huh?
Never thought you'd look seedy. You're too vain. You look seedy.
That's what Wendy keeps saying. Daddy, you need a shave. Daddy, you smell bad.
She looks up to you.
Uh-uh. No, she looks at me. I've been afraid for so long. Ever since I ran away. And I've tried to hide that from her, but she's known. She's known. I mean, after a couple of months, I could have cared less about you. You wanted me out of your life? I got. But Wendy, oh, I came to realize she wasn't a doll or a pet. She was a person. I started to hate myself that I never knew that. I was glad. That's the strange thing. In the only way I've felt glad all these months, that I'd gone crazy and spat on my job, my all-important job, and you kicking me out, and I'd taken my daughter and run. But I was scared all the time. I used to wake up 6 o'clock in the morning thinking I had to get her back to you because I was going nuts. I didn't want my daughter to see me like that, knowing I couldn't even drive because I had the shakes. And she'd wake up a few minutes later and jump on me. We'd horse around, watch some cartoons on the motel TV. I would think, oh, Lord God, please, just one more day. Just one more day before she's taken away from me. And I end up being a weekend father.
You could have known her like that for 6 years.
Gotten,
you were too busy.
She's gotten quieter lately. She's seen how frightened I am. She started taking care of me. I can't stand that.
Then do something about it. Give me the key.
Well, I'm not touching you at all, am I?
I can't let you.
Well, how about you, Mama Charlotte?
Bess touches me sometimes, not you.
Uh-huh. Well, it's easier, isn't it?
What?
For a woman to love a woman. Or a man to love a man. You two should get married and raise a family.
Charlotte and I are friends. Or we will be maybe someday. And you and I were never friends, were we?
I thought we were.
Oh, it's a pleasure, isn't it, finally, for you two to maul each other? Like prodding a rotten tooth with your tongue is a pleasure. You can hurt each other as much as you want, draw blood. But you know that you'll always be together because of the child.
Make her sound like an ancient curse.
Isn't she? See, long ago and far away, I used to watch the three of you. And I thought what Edward thinks now, or says he thinks, that to be a parent must be the most wonderful thing of all. I used to imagine stealing Wendy myself. She seems so special a thing to have. But now I've got one myself, a Wendy, growing inside me. And all I can see myself doing is leaving her on a doorstep.
Edward, give Charlotte the key.
What for?
Because I want her to go get Wendy and put her in the car. Don't frown like that, Charlotte. She won't wake up. She always sleeps like one of the blessed. And I'll join you two in a minute and we'll drive off.
Fine. I want to watch her sleep for a while. Maybe I'll change my mind about what monsters I think you are.
All right. Now, Hold on a second. If I were a key, where would I be hiding? No, that's a box of squash junior mints. Yuck. Aha. Here we go.
Isn't a key?
It isn't? Oh, right. Right, sorry.
Where have you got a gun?
To shoot with. Don't edge away, Charlotte. Good God, I didn't buy it for you two.
You said Wendy would miss you.
Maybe, maybe not. Well, here's the really old, truly old key.
Come on, Bess.
I can't.
Why not?
He won't do it if I'm watching.
He isn't going to do anything, are you?
Probably not.
But he bought a gun.
I haven't used it.
But you bought it. You went that far.
And now you know it. And now you can worry about that knowledge for days and months and years, or not. I don't think I will. I don't think I'll let myself. I'm going.
If she wakes up...
What?
Tell her I'm close by.
Are you? I'll get her into the car. That's all I'm doing.
I think she should keep her baby, too. Maybe I only think that because I was still in love with you when we had Wendy.
You know what was the hardest at first? How much Wendy reminded me of you.
She doesn't like me at all.
And you don't know her?
I haven't had the chance lately.
She's stubborn like you. And gutsy. Very beautiful, angry. Oh, she hated it at first, what we were doing. After it stopped feeling like an adventure and started to feel like a life. She talked about you all the time. I'd get jealous. We'd have terrible fights. When I called you, it was always after we'd had a rough and tumble. She'd want to talk to you.
She never said anything about wanting to talk to me. She was always so casual.
She's only 6.5 years old.
And people keep telling you that. You look so far away.
Well, I was thinking about another night like this a long time ago. Wendy was... What was she, 2?
3, I think.
We'd come to a lake like this. Already there was a strain between us, you and me. But it helped to be away from my job. And that first night, Wendy was so excited she couldn't sleep, so we all took a late-night canoe ride together. Wendy fell asleep in your arms. We were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. You could hear the church bells ringing.
She was 3, I'm sure. Just getting feisty.
Say. I did honestly think that night that we'd never separate, no matter what happened, that she'd hold us together.
Why don't you just try from now on to love her? I won't lock her away from you. You can love her for the rest of your life.
No. Go get her. Go the hell up there and get her. Get her now. Take her away.
She'll want to know where you are.
Tell her I've gone for a hike. Tell her I'm dead. Not this way, though. I'm throwing the gun away, all right? There. I don't give a damn what you tell her. Just get her out of here. You can start lying to her about me tonight.
But I won't lie. I'll tell her that you and I used to love each other.
Yeah.
And that we don't anymore. Not in the same way, but we'll always love her no matter what happens.
Huh. Why should she believe you?
Why shouldn't she? She's only 6.5 years old.
She'll learn. You are always going to get her. Which is why this is not exactly fair. The judge was going to give her to you automatically because you're the mommy. He'll give her to you yet, but you can humor me just a few minutes more because I know that when you drive away, I'll never see you or her again in this whole wide world.
That's stupid. I have to go.
But I won't. I won't ever see you two again in any way that makes any sense at all.
You can visit.
I don't want to visit. I don't want to visit!
Children of the Night by Neil Bell. Swizzy Kurtz played Charlotte. Pamela Peyton Wright was Bess. And Jeffrey DeMunn was heard as Edward. The play was directed by Tony Giordano and engineered by Marv Nunn. Children of the Night was recorded in New York by Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting.
Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.